This may be more rambling than a fapping, or, you know, the other way around. But I've always kind of just wanted to talk about the kind of things that I like. Not kink specifically, more towards like what kind of porn I watch, those kinds of things. And I'm sure my vibrator will be joining us in this recording in a bit. Oh, and I'll be watching some porn maybe as well. Right, so I have a, I guess you could call it specific kink or fetish or taste, whatever you want to call it, and it's desperation. Now, this isn't not quite like begging, not exactly. It can involve begging, of course. I love a good bit of begging, but it's more like being in heat. If you're familiar with that kind of term, just being so horny, so desperate to fuck that you do just about anything, or you'd be so very, very rough with anyone you can get your hands on. And you can't just like Google or look up on Pornhub, oh, desperate fuck or desperate fucking or anything like that, because, you know, that's not like a genre of porn or anything really. So I managed to wiggle my way around, find certain things that kind of fit into that taste of mine. Something I am particularly fond of is this one position, I guess. Yeah, it's a position. I'm not sure if it has a proper name, but it is very common in anal videos. So naturally, I've started to take a liking to a lot of anal videos because, you know, usually in the thumbnail, I can find that position that I like. And basically what it is you got a girl and a guy, of course, or guy, girl, whatever the combination is. There's going to be a dick and balls, obviously, and someone's ass, and it's doggy, but it's like, more desperate, I guess I would say. More desperate kind of doggy. And so basically, you know, you got your normal position. Someone's on their hands and knees, of course, with their ass in the air. But instead of just, like, being on their knees behind the girl, he's, like, standing up or, you know, sometimes bending at the knees, but his cock is in there, and he's like, I'm having a really hard time explaining it. It's like he's just like throwing his dick in there, almost. I don't know if it's against the rules to like post or like add a link to the position that I'm talking about. I'll look into it. I'll think about it, but, yeah, he's, like, standing over her with his dick in there, and it's just, I don't know what it is about that one position, but it just looks so desperate to me. I really can't explain why I like it so much other than it just looks really desperate, like, he just really wants to fuck her, and you know, regular doggy. It isn't getting enough of his dick in there. So he's got to switch it up a bit to get all of it in there. And it's just his balls left on the outside. And I love it so much. And another position, kind of similar, but it's called the mating press. I could actually find the name for that one. Oh, I love that position so much. I've always wanted to be smothered by a body. Not in like a snuff kind of way, not like that, but just like completely enveloped. He's got all that dick in there, all of it. And he's just throwing his dick in there. It's such a good position. Oh, it's such a good position. And it's not... I won't say it's difficult to find porn with that position, but it does take a bit of searching. Because you have to go through like a lot of doggy style videos, and sometimes it'll be in one, but it'll only be for like a few seconds. So what I've done, I have myself a little collection of videos that I have taken a liking to. It's my own little stash. Also, you're probably going to hear my chair moving around a lot. I normally don't masturbate in my chair. I've only done it like one time before because it kind of limits my movement a bit. I'm usually in bed with a pillow between my legs to start, you know, a little appetizer to wet the palate, I guess. And I like to grind against my vibrator a lot because, you know, dildos are nice on occasion, but they don't always get the job done as quickly or effectively as, you know, I'd prefer. So my vibrator is my go-to. And the thing about this is a new vibrator that I recently got like a month ago, I think. 2 months ago, maybe? I'm not sure. But it's really strong. It's much stronger than my previous vibrator, which was just a rechargeable battery. Just a little small handheld thing, because I don't really like big dramatic vibrators or like rabbit vibrators. Just, you know, a little something that I could hold in my hand or tuck away into my underwear and grind against. But it didn't last nearly as long as I needed it to. And I would always end up either having like a ruined orgasm or just edged myself and ended up not coming and just ruining my morning. So I finally gave in, and I got this wand, and it plugs into the wall, so I don't have to worry about it dying on me, and I can even overstim myself if I want to. And it's really good. It's such a big wand that it's almost inconvenient, and It's really powerful, and it'll go. I can tone it down or bring it back up, and it's even got some patterns. I'm not really, I'm not a big fan of the patterns. Unless I'm trying to edge myself a bit and make it last longer, because, you know, those gaps in between help a bit. But I usually just kind of leave it on a consistency and then tone it down a bit, because The highest setting. I usually only do the highest. The highest setting when I am close and I'm just really, really want to come. So, and I always have my, I make sure I keep, I leave my underwear on because, like, direct stimulation is a little, it's a bit much for me, so having a thin little cloth barrier is always, it's nice. It's a nice little in between, the middleman, if you will. And so, the first video that I have pulled up, it's a gay one. I've got a couple gay ones tucked away in my stash. And it's a white guy and a black guy. And the white guy is the bottom, obviously. Well, I shouldn't say obviously, that's kind of rude, but you know how these, how a lot of interracial porn is. And it's almost too much dick for him to take. And it starts off as like a normal doggy, but then he gets up on his feet into that position that I love so much. And he is just slamming every inch into his ass. And he's got his shoes on the bed. I hate that. And it's not like I want to be in the position of whoever is getting fucked like this. I just I just like to watch. I'm not like a not a voyeur. What's the opposite of that? The person that likes watching. I can't remember. But it's just something. Like I said, the desperation of it all. It's just, this position looks so desperate. Like, it's just so, they want to fuck so bad that they're just standing up and just pushing as much dick as they can into some, into the first hole they can get their hands on, that they can get their dick in. And something I like about this particular video is near the end, the bottom gets on his back, and he's like pushed into his ass being in the air, and his knees like right next to his head and get fucked like that, and it's so nice. It's like the icing on the cake. This. Then it's over. And we're on to the next video of my collection. It's an extensive collection. I think I have over 50. Maybe not 50, but over 20. That might be 50, I'm not sure. Over 20 videos. Sometimes, if it doesn't look too silly, sometimes, if they're going a little too slow for my taste, I'll speed up the video a bit, just to make it seem a little more desperate, like they're a little needier than the video makes them seem. And I think anyone that watches anal videos is familiar with Donny Kimori. There's a couple of hers that I have saved. Not too many, because her boyfriend, I don't like how her boyfriend talks, but it's quite a good, she's got some good scenes that I'll usually just skip to before moving on to the next video. I think we're to that point where I'm going to speed this up a little bit. Just a little bit. Just a little bit. Quite often I kind of sometimes watch porn with the volume off, like all the way down, because for the visual stimulus, the porn is really good. But from an auditory point of view, it's not the best for me. It doesn't really like the dramatic moaning. I love the slapping, don't get me wrong. The slapping is always good, but I'll have someone's audio, you know, from Gone Wild. Where else? Someone's audio playing in my headphones from my computer, and then the porn on my phone to watch. And for me, it's a really good combination. For me, at least. If you know where to look on Twitter, you can find a good amount of porn videos. And there's this one that I found a while ago. I really liked it so much that I kind of saved it just in case, because a lot of porn accounts on Twitter get suspended or deleted. And so, I have saved it and I have it on my computer. And what it is it's such a generic, like a normal video, but there's something about it. How I'll just describe it for a second, hold on. Oh, if I can find it. Oh dear. Jeez. I don't think I can find it. Oh no. Hold on. Here it is. It's just a video of it's just a guy using a flashlight, but what makes it so good is because he looks so desperate. Like, you have to be desperate. He's got it. He's this is gonna be long, I can tell, but he's got his clothes on, pants, a shirt, you know, and it's just his cock sticking out. But it's so red. Like, it's incredibly red from how much he's been stroking it with his fleshlight. And it's only 51 seconds long. And he was just moaning away. And the part that really gets me is you can tell how badly he wants to feel good, because his pants are just drenched in cum, and he's stroking, and you can see so much cum is just spilling out, leaking, it's just streaming. And there's nothing that shows how desperate you are when you've come so much, but you just keep going. And he's thrusting his hips up into it. It's just, it's the perfect video. I've tried to find the original and not just this little clip, but I haven't been able to. So I just have this left, and I think it's one of my favorite videos to watch. Thank you for joining us in the background, Mr. Train. Yeah, it's only 51 seconds, which is such a shame. Such a shame. I kind of wish I could go lay down, but I can't take my computer to the bed with me. It's so disappointing when I watch a video and they don't get all of their dick in. Like, it's It's so much better when all of it goes inside. This one video that I'm watching right now, he's got a lot of dick. Like, it's unreasonably long. And that makes me kind of sad because all of it isn't even going in. Like, if you're gonna have that much, you might as well put all of it in. But I think in this one in particular, he does at some point. As much as I like anal videos, I don't think I could ever get fucked in the ass. I don't like the idea of being fucked at all, though. Too much of a dom for that, but I still like watching it. I'm sorry if it takes too long for me to come in this. I'll make sure to put some timestamps or indicators or whatever. Well, now he's just teasing her. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I'll toggle between two videos. Sometimes the dirty talk is just terrible in a home unit anyway, and just I'm gonna turn it up a little more. Just a bit. I don't have any of these kinds saved in my in my collection, but another kind of thing that I like to watch is guys humping their pillows. It just makes them look so needy. They want to fuck so bad, but they don't have anything to fuck. But so they just rub against their pillows until they get to come. It's so hot. I love it so much. And we can maybe get in close. Just a bit. It's like I'm right on the edge. And I can't seem to tip off. Yeah, I'm definitely gonna have to clip this down. No, I'm all sensitive. I apologize in advance. Well, technically this is in advance, but I apologize that this is, oh no, this recording is like almost an hour long. It's like 54 minutes, and I'm gonna fill up the next 6 with my rambling, but I guess I can post 2 versions, like this, the long version, and then a shorter version, with just the rambling and a good amount of the in-between. But if anyone listens to the whole 1 hour version, thank you. and I'm glad that you enjoyed it. But for those who are just here for a quick jerk, yeah. But, I hope you enjoyed this rambling, more ramble than fap, really. And hope you keep listening to me. Oh, I need to go to sleep after this.